Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the podcast. As always, obviously, I'm sure if you're following me on social, you know about this, but if you don't, I am doing Tea with Gary Vee. I've been doing it for about a month. It's been remarkable. If you're not following it, you're making a huge mistake. 9 a.m. Eastern time during this crisis, we're doing some incredible stuff. Please check it out. Tea with Gary Vee, live on all my social platforms every morning at 9 a.m. Twitter is definitely the place that you can't miss it. In general, I think if you're not following me on Twitter, it's a huge mistake. Gary Vee on Twitter. Check it out.
This is the Gary Vee Audio Experience.
We are on. Roger and Rachel are here. Coffee and Commerce. Thank you for everybody who's tuning in live across Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. And obviously everybody's listening to the podcast, which was the first intent, but then we just decided to go live with it because we could get the audience involved. Roger, Rachel, thank you so much for being on. How's your family? How's everybody? How are you guys dealing with this before we get into it?
We are, we're very well. Like my parents, you know, my family's all over the country. I mean, some in Florida, some in New York. Everybody, thank God, is healthy. I think, you know, it's one of those things. We find ourselves like if we're about to complain, we kind of stop ourselves. You know,
you get into perspective real fast.
Correct. And you just say, this is great. We're grateful. We're healthy. This is all good.
And there's worse places to lock down than Beverly Hills. So,
yes. Yes. You know. Yes, for sure. Rachel's fixing Roger's hair for everybody listening. His hair is amazing, by the way. It's one of the stars of this show. So
he
I feel bad.
So good hair. It's he so does. Annoying.
He does. I know.
Legends of my hair.
But it's, yeah.
So right. Let's get right into it. For, you know, obviously, for everybody who's listening, watching, we launched Vayner Commerce this week. It's something I've been working on for a long time. For anybody just catching up, I've been in the wine e-commerce business since 1996, so very old school. And we're really excited about this. We decided to do some content to launch the kind of initiative. And it's really turned into a great show. We've had incredible guests, and these two are a great addition that I think will bring a lot of value. So, you know, obviously the two of you have a lot in your careers and I know quite a bit of it, but why don't within the context of commerce and e-commerce, why don't you give the audience a little bit of the origin story, what you do and how you got there. Let's let you take the floor for a little bit and paint a little bit of picture and then we'll jam on it.
Sure.
I know he does. So
well,
give that to him.
Gary, similar to you, I've sort of old school media, grew up in the email business, Webby Awards, all that stuff. I know, you know, yep. Ryan and yep. Ben and Neil Vogel, that whole crew. So I'm from New York. So I had a media, you know, I had a media company. Rachel and I started a media company. I'll take a step back.
Please.
Rachel had a TV show on Bravo.
I remember.
Okay. And I was sort of in this techie world, a little like you. At that point, again, I had a totally different company. And what I realized was two things. A, all these people, she had this TV show on Bravo, but like Bravo owned that platform, right? And then Ashton Kutcher had her go and sign up for Twitter, and she signed up for Twitter, and they own that platform. And I said, Rach, this is kind of silly. All these people love you, and we don't even have to get in touch with them when we want to sell them something one day. And from that conversation, we said, well, how can we... The first step was, how do we know who these people are before we can sell them anything? So our first step was-
And timeline, this was probably around 2008.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, 12 years, yeah.
Yep, makes
and
sense.
And at that time, you know, I think the big difference is, you know, between us and maybe other people, other we'll call it talent, is we're in it for the long game. We're in for equity value. We're not really in, we don't look at Rachel, we don't look at her as like providing services, if you will. We look at like we're building a brand and a business that we sell one day. Or
well, you were business people. I mean, yeah. it's kind of like I came from a little bit of a different world to my notoriety, but I was a businessman, and then social created awareness. To your point, I knew that from day one. Even when you guys kind of hit that, you know, you guys were real things. You're not acting. You're right. In business. You were doing real things. I don't know what else to say.
It's actually made the show really hard because we actually had a real business. We actually had real relationships.
That was not our full-time job. That
so
was our-
it's very actually one of the main difficulties with actually doing those types of shows or any reality show is, you know, there is reality and there's not reality. And if you're trying to build a real business and be credible and respectful, it's very hard to do both. But anyway, yeah. From that point, do you want to add something?
No. I just want to say that, you know, Roger came from investment banking and media and all of that. And what he's trying to say is really, you know, when all of these amazing women were, you know, stopping me on the street or contacting me on Twitter or whatever it was. I wish I could be styled by you. What should I wear for this? You know, all of these things. And Roger basically was like, there has to be a way that you can talk to these women, more women, and provide them with the service that you're providing, you know, Cameron Diaz.
Scale, right. We could scale you, Rach, right? You're one-on-one with Cameron, but there's 450,000 women that have the means to be able to afford you. We need to find that right balance between the scalability value prop, and that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. Correct, and the truth is that the intention really, for me, it's so funny because I think that the irony of the Rachel Zoe project was, I think there was this idea of what fashion people were or stylists were. And for me, I think the thing, you know, people are always like, how are you different? Why are you different? Why were you able to build a brand or whatever? And I think one of the things I always say is like, I cared so much and I genuinely didn't want to talk to one woman. I genuinely wanted to help as many women as possible be, you know, less scared of getting dressed every day and, you know, whatever it is, their lifestyle. My mission was always
ambition was bigger.
100%. Honestly.
Like, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with the ambition of, hey, I want, especially when you're in a small town, one day I want to go to LA or New York. I want to dress 12 incredible people, live in that scene, be A-list. And that's a great life too. It's just that for you, your ambition was greater.
Yes. I want to reach as many women as I can around the world. Right. Period.
And then, and so that really led to the genesis of the Zoe Report. We said, gee, mm-hmm. how do we, because again, before this business, I also had a database email marketing business before canned spam. Yeah. So I understand, you know, that, you know, it's really about data. It's about being able to reach people. So long story short, we created, how do we get a lot of people to give us their email address? Because at this point, email, we figured was
the game.
Kind of like a cell phone number.
It's still, Roger, you know, the killer app. I mean, email is still a monster. It may not be as sexy, but it's still a monster.
We're very big email people. But anyway, so we said, hey, how do we figure this out? How do we get people's email addresses, frankly? And what do we do? You know, this was almost, I don't want to say, it was kind of almost before venture capital. Like it wasn't really, 12 years ago, it wasn't like people were just like raising dough on like an idea for a media business.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me put this in real life terms. I invested in Tumblr's B round, not its seed, not its A round, in its B round at a $14 million valuation.
Yeah.
Now people have ideas that are 20-year-old kids that are getting $14 million if the right two angels come in.
Correct. Yeah, so for us,
it was not anymore, thank God.
We've always been about making a business. So for me, it's not about like, it's not like the greater fool theory, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And so we just said, hey, let's just do an email newsletter. And it was about, hey, this is an inspirational look and this is how you get the look for less. And that's it. So we just started a media company called The Zoe Report. I remember fighting a lot with her when we named I didn't want to call it The Zoe Report because I didn't want her name in it at all. Because I figured it was going to be hard to sell it one day. Because I was like, call it anything. Call it like Fashion Tomorrow.
Luckily, Zoe is like a great kind of like, you know, Vaynerchuk Report might have been more problem, but Zoe is perfect.
It works because it's like,
we compromise. We compromise. We didn't call it Rachel Zoe Report. We made it The Zoe Report. So anyway, we compromise. And again, being.
How do your compromises go? Fruitfully and nice or evil and awesomely bombastic?
I would say never evil. I would say never evil. I mean, listen, I don't know the age range of people that are watching this, but compare us mostly to Lucy and Ricky. I would say that is our best comparison.
Very sweet.
We bicker, but our recovery rate is about a minute.
That's so nice. That's humongous.
Yeah, no, it's really like,
because both of you or one of you is wildly uncomfortable with tension in the air.
I don't like tension. He's much more tense. I'm way patient. He's way not. So it's like
So wait, are you saying you're the angel and make it better every time?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, but I get it.
Because listen,
my mom and dad have the same exact relationship. My mom, literally, my mother is an angel. She just makes it better every time.
I just try and make it better because I'm like, take a breath, let's figure it out. And you know, this is the thing. He has amazing ideas. It's like,
of course,
we're just, we are so different.
It is hard to be in a family business to begin with when it's around a human that's in the business that you're talking about. I mean, it's impossibly difficult.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, you know, people don't really understand. Like, I'm almost like talent management, right? Because at some point, when you like do things like and protect her, like as an agent would, right? You know, because we manage, ultimately we manage Rachel, right? As
of course.
The person. And then also she's my business partner and she's my wife and my, you know, so it was a lot of different roles. And you roll in and out of these roles very quickly. But we, listen, we've been together almost 30 years. So I think we got this.
That's really sweet.
But the truth is that the ideas, I know very well when he has a great idea.
You can feel
and then what I do is just say, okay, let's talk about it. And then, you know, listen, I think fighting's never a good way to do things. So he'll just like kind of blurt something out.
I think bickering to like to is a really nice word. The reason bickering exists as a word is because not everything's actually a fight. It might be just a disagreement or a, I love that.
Mm-hmm. And actually, by the way,
just to do like a halftime, I'm sorry, go ahead, Rach.
No, I was saying our team very much knows because like when a new person comes in, they'll be like, are they fighting? And then the people who've been with us forever will be like, are you? No.
That's love. That's love.
No,
they're loving.
Yeah. Yes.
Real quick, just complete left field because that's how I like to roll. E-commerce. What do you like to buy direct from brand? Are there any brands lately that have caught your attention? Things that you like to buy? Yeah. Either one of you.
Well, to be honest, I'm more of don't say what you're gonna say. I know what he's gonna say for his answer, but
I can't wait.
For me, God, honestly, like. I am definitely, I go to a place where it's multi. Like I love Net. I love Net-a-Porter and I love, because I know that whatever I want will be there.
I see. You like the curating of more so than I'm going here for my deodorant, here for my fruit, here for this.
She's high level.
You're not going to love this answer, but basically for what I want to buy and purchase like for myself in like beauty or fashion, it's like a Net-a-Porter or Farfetch or something like that.
You're going to love this.
Moda.
You're going to love this, Rach. I actually love that answer. I have zero emotion to people doing anything. I'm far more interested in what people actually do.
Okay. So I would say for that, it's Moda, Moda Operandi and the like, because I know that people behind them and I know that what I want, I can get there. Right. But then separate of that, everything else, like for the house and everything else, like food, but Amazon everything.
Amazon everything, so convenient.
Amazon everything.
And do you do that, or do you like, you know, obviously, because you like it?
Love it.
She is like.
I'm a control freak, and I don't want anyone.
She's like a competitive shopper. She like makes carts. She like looks
but
at them.
But it's not price shopping. It's
like, it's like a kind of like.
She likes the process.
Yeah, like if Pinterest should have been like Pinterest for buying, and then it would have been awesome. You know what I mean? Like, because then they would have been like, then you buy it. So,
but it's also because it's how I am. It's very similar to how I've been in my business. Everyone's like, you must have like the biggest team in the world, and I was always like, God, when my team was too big, that made me anxious because it means I'm hampered.
It'll work for you, process. I totally understand. How about for you?
It's so funny because I literally run, I guess, an e-commerce company and I almost buy nothing on the internet.
By the way, you ready for this? I'm sorry to interrupt. My two businesses in my life have been social media and wine. And because I know who I was at 18, I would have never drank alcohol and I would be a human being that would not put out content on these platforms if I wasn't in the business. Literally, I put out no personal content on the internet. I literally don't drink anything but wine, and I would have never fallen in love with it and would have never drank it had I not grown up in it. Mm-hmm. Literally, the two things I've done in my entire career, I would not do.
But you know what I find?
Not funny.
But you know what's really, but it's interesting because I don't really, the only thing I buy, she's going to laugh at me. Okay. The only thing I really buy, I like Tommy John underwear, and I think they do a really good job.
I do too, actually.
And I'm sorry. And, you know, I recently, and
she's
this,
obsessed with that.
And by the way, this goes to show you, interestingly, if we're talking about.
Rach, he looks good in it? Like, that's a good cut for him?
Yeah. Listen, I'll say this. He's 51.
He looks insane.
He's never been in better shape.
Show him the guns.
Guns here.
That's real.
No, literally the best shape he's been in his entire life.
But the reason why I'm saying this is we're talking about commerce. is it's very interesting. I'm already a customer. I've been a customer for a year or two. I never thought about buying women's underwear, right? Because I'm a guy. And then I saw, then I see on TV, I don't know if you've seen those TV ads lately, it's like 25% off site wide and they show a woman there. And I'm like, I like them. They're so comfortable. I'm like, Rach.
You became obsessed.
I was like, Rach, what kind do you use?
I was like, are you stupid?
You do briefs?
I was like, this is the sickest thing ever. I was doing like 45 different things and he's following me with his laptop. So, and they have, like, and they take it out.
And they have three different fabric types. So okay. I guess I like the internet for shopping for more information, Gary. How does that sound? I like being
able- So you do like doing the research and then you'll go physical. Which was really what a lot of people did for a long time. I mean, like, you know, it's really, really fast. It works both ways. And then people were going to all sorts of places, touching and feeling it, and then buying it on the phone right on Amazon, like literally in the Best Buy's guy's face.
Yeah.
You could spend literally an hour, he'd tell you everything, and the person would be like, oh, thank you. And like break his soul.
You want to hear what's so different? This is because we're so different like this. I need no information.
I'm the same way.
I like it. I buy it.
I guess.
Same. I just like, I know I like this. Great.
She wanted to buy a bike for the kid. Like it was an awesome bike. And then she went through the whole thing. Da, da, da. She went to go buy it. She's like, why is it $200 to ship it? It's from Germany, which is on lockdown. Look at the fact that like, I'm like.
But it was the honestly.
Creatives. I get it. I am one. Creatives.
Exactly.
I was just like,
those details are boring. It's why I can't ever put anything together. It's not that I'm not handy. It's that I'm not going to fucking read a manual. Fuck that. Yeah.
Physically incapable of doing it.
Yeah, too. I can't do shit. What are you seeing? Let's take it again outside of your world for a second as two people that are in culture, in business, paying attention. What are you seeing overall in the e-commerce business? There's a ton of entrepreneurs here. What should they be seeing, thinking about? Anything that is catching your eye?
It's funny, you know, the one thing I have been hearing, which you've probably heard as well, beauty's crushing it, I think. Crushing it. And, you know, listen, that's because, by the way, part of the reason that the beauty industry does so well in general is because it's without size, it's without having to try it on, you like this shade of lipstick, great, you're gonna buy it again, you're at home now, you have time for self-care, you've never done a body scrub in your life, but guess what? You have ample time to do it now.
There's also happiness.
Yes, of course.
You know, lipstick was a dominant item during the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. So sure. There's a lot of people right now with this situation not feeling great and putting on a little bit of, you know, makeup or washing your hand proper or scrubbing the shit out of your face. It brings a lot of happiness.
Let me tell you something. You know, if I don't have an external call, like right now, because I'm seeing you, like I have a little more makeup on than normal, but on a daily, concealer, mascara, and a lip. Done. Even if I'm seeing nobody. Like that's the thing. You have to, as a woman, so many of us just need to feel human. Doesn't matter who's seeing us. You know?
Actually, you know what? Can I ask you this question? I have a huge thesis.
Okay.
What is your thought on male makeup? Has that hit your radar yet?
Yeah, listen.
Well, we invested in
not skincare. I'm talking makeup.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. I think that our world has changed so much in the last even 2 years, 3 years. I have seen more men in my life wearing makeup and very proudly posting it on social. And women buying it from that, men buying it from that, you know, young.
And for everybody who's watching, I'm talking about straight male. You know, I think there's a real interesting thing brewing. If you look at TikTok, kind of these e-boys, like the boys that the 14-year-olds love, like they look different than the jock from the high school football team that people grew up with in the 90s.
I can probably share with you when I first met Roger, there might have been a little black eyeliner in the waterline.
That makes sense.
In his Morrissey
Raj has flavor.
I mean, come on, I grew up in the 80s.
100%.
But I think I'm all for it. I think right now, especially, I think honestly, whatever makes you feel like your best self.
I love it.
Right now, more than ever, everyone needs confidence, honestly.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's like coming out of this even more so. And what I worry more about is I worry about the kids and the teens. And like, so I think, listen, if guys want to wear makeup, like, God.
Oh, it's, by the way, the cats, like, this is what I do well for a living. Like, it's happened already. Mm-hmm. It's a foregone conclusion. And I think it's going to be more extreme than people realize. It'll be fun to look back at this video in 20 years where it's just super normalized. I want to remind a lot of people, I'm reading the comments, no way, no way. People didn't work out 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. like just to save everybody time, like sure. people didn't work out. Yeah. America didn't drink premium coffee. Like everybody in the world in the 1980s made fun of America with coffee because we drank bullshit coffee out of like a white cup. Like mm-hmm. trends change heavy.
Yes, they mm-hmm. do. Yes, they
heavy.
Do.
Heavy. And we have the luxury of
is freer than ever. So I think like to each his own. I mean, I don't think you saw men getting like Botox and filler and stomach lifts. Or
manicures. Like right now, you're not embarrassed to say you're getting a manicure as a guy. Like, 15.
Oh my God. Do you know how many breast implants guys are going to have? Like literally pec implant? Like they're going to do everything. They're going to do everything. It's just going to happen. Like, just look at this thing about like breast implants, like just for Hollywood 30 years ago. Now, like teenage girls, sweet 16, like if you're in a high net worth area, like it's just like things just change.
Indeed. Things become more acceptable over time. And it also depends on who's leading that charge and who the example is that people are following.
That's exactly right. I mean, women's shapes and bodies and men, like what is considered cool, that always evolves. And it's great. And it's what's so creative about the universe. And it leads me to my point of like e-commerce. Everyone's talking about post-COVID explosion e-commerce. I actually think curbside pickup by stores is going to become a monster.
100%, yes.
You know, I think you're about right, that. Go ahead, Rach.
Yeah, no, the restaurants, obviously. You know, I think that restaurants that are fortunate enough to be able to do takeout service right now, I don't know how it is in New York, but in LA, like all the major restaurants are still doing takeout and marketing themselves like crazy to just survive, you know, and a lot of them becoming, which I'm sure you've seen, I don't know if they're doing this in New York, but here, a lot of the restaurants are becoming, and by the way, places like Tender Greens and Sweet Green, they're becoming marketplaces.
Of course.
To buy, like, vegetable baskets and things and like stock up and like milk. It's really, it's been very impressive to me to watch the e-commerce businesses, especially it's been the younger ones, be so nimble and literally turn their business pivot almost overnight.
When you have no choice,
you
know, innovation always comes from these times.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was going to say. I believe to be the positive. And I think what's happening for better or for worse is a lot of businesses, you know, that needed to make major decisions, but were like draying over it. This is definitely forced hand.
Oh yeah.
One way or another.
Yeah. No, nobody's sitting on conveniences or nice to haves anymore.
No, I think this accelerated everything 2-3 years.
Yeah, that's right.
And I do, you know, the thing about it is I do believe that sort of pick up in that, and the like, listen, we live in LA. Valet parking is like what we're all used to. You know, people come here, they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, yeah, it's called valet parking. So the same thing could happen for your products. The big problem is everyone's overstored. And if you're going to do a pickup thing, you're not doing it in like a real estate, you know, with 3,000 square feet. That's the issue. So the footprint's wrong for that, unfortunately, in my opinion. And that's where it's a little different, but yeah. Well,
but what's funny is it's what's funny. And I obviously let's talk about a Rodeo Drive just for ease. Like yes, comma, I think that very high end store gets a call from you and say, hey, I just want to pick this up. There's going to be so much friction on the other side to do that. They're like, no, just come in or you can go.com. And I'm curious, even in that scenario, will there just be the mindset of like, yeah, okay. Cause like all of a sudden it just becomes a norm. I mean, yeah. When I launched my .com, I was telling my dad's liquor store friends, you should do this too. And the answer was no.
Of course.
Just no. Sure. Why would I have a website? That's a fad.
Of course.
You remember Roger? Like everything was gonna be a fad.
Of course, it's crazy.
My dad has never bought anything online. My dad is 83.
And did he over this time or no?
But he's not.
Now, I mean, if I direct them, I have to buy things for my mom on Amazon, and that's only because my dad won't let her have an account because she'll never stop. There'll be like thousands of Amazon boxes a day. So then she calls me and asks me to order and then I love. But like, I mean, apple tree, right? So, so you know, I think the thing is I don't think it's a fad. I think that, look, let's be very realistic about this. Until there's a vaccine, there are going to be ebbs and flows of what this looks like. I think that the norm is going to be very different for a while. And I think that measures are going to have to happen. I think the big problem, I think, is these big footprints that people have, and they will most definitely, and let's be serious, most of them were not full before this happened, because
I actually would argue that Target and others might be saved by this, because they were going through an inevitable death, mm-hmm. and instead now they're innovating, and they may find, you know, they have a great situation for curbside pickup.
Yeah,
nothing but parking, nothing
right.
but room.
Yeah. Right. But the thing about curbside, like, what I don't really get, I get the curbside thing, but if you really take it a step forward.
How much do you love the Starbucks pickup?
No. If you take it a step forward, for food, I get it. I think for hard goods and even soft goods, I think it's an issue. Because if you really think about it, why go to a strip center to park your car, to walk, to go get a bag, to go bring it back in your car, and to go bring it home? You might as well.
Why would they have to grab the bag? Why can't it be put right in your trunk while you're working?
Why would
on
I
your
just
phone?
Put it online and it shows up at my doorstep? Because the whole point about
you'll appreciate this. It's a great. I'm with you, but it's called convenience, right? So, for example, if you happen to work 5 days a week in a place where you drive by a Walmart, and you are like, for example, the Amazon theft of boxes are through the roof, right? So you got hundreds of thousands of people in America who are super frustrated because their stuff is getting stolen while they're at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number two, there's a lot of things that need to be signed for, mm-hmm. and nobody's home. Right. And again, it's just driving patterns. Like, if it only takes you an extra 6 minutes to get off the highway, go into the shopping center, it's put in your car, you're on your phone the whole time, go home. You know, like, there will be people that it will work for.
By the way, my parents would always opt to go pick it up.
Yeah, I'm a perfect.
Yeah, there's always that. I'm talking about literally, it's more convenient. Literally, it's more convenient. I'll give you one. Some people don't want to open the box. I'm being dead serious right now.
Yeah.
There are actually people who would prefer to spend 7 minutes to go in, because I do think the retailers will get efficient with it. It'll be on your app. They'll know you're there, all that. Rather have it in a bag than have to come home and open up all those cardboard boxes. Like, there's really that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. I think, like all things,
I think that's a really good point.
I think, like all things, it's going to change, but cable TV is still around pretty strong. So, but I'm saying, like, I always have those visions of, like, wait, AI. I remember, like, wait, we're going to be looking and, like, going on vacation and, like,
I'm with you on that. But don't forget, Amazon Prime's 2 days. You know, driving home, you know, summer, same day.
No, but it's delivery. I get it.
I mean, what I'm saying is, I'm with you, by the way. I fully think that people think things are going to happen too soon.
Yeah.
I actually think it's going to be binary. If there's a good curbside service from Best Buy and you know it's true and it costs you an extra 11 minutes, you may pick that versus what you would have bought on Amazon. But if it's not, then you're going to buy it on Amazon. Amazon's going to do last mile. Everything's going to change. I mean, there's kitchens being built underground. You know, it's already in LA. There's tons of restaurants that don't have a footprint. They're being done in separate. Yeah, that's right.
Whatever. It's
that's
called.
Right. Kitchen. Cloud kitchens. Yep.
Yeah. Totally agree.
We're going to be living in the Jetsons soon enough.
No, it's going to be
my favorite cartoon of all time.
Yeah, the Jetsons.
Because you love Delroy, or?
No. Are you kidding? I love Judy and Jane. What are you talking about?
I love that.
Were like the chicest ever, and all I ever dreamed of was that I lived in outer space, and then I got there, and like, you know, there was like a conveyor. It was like her closet, and then it just put the clothes on.
What was the maid's name again?
Oh, it was a robot. Betty? Betty?
No, Betty.
Wait a minute. His boy, Elroy. Wait, I remember the song now.
Daughter
Judy.
Jane.
His wife. Yes, Dustin, you're on mute, Dustin. Thanks for trying to come in and ruin our show, but go ahead.
It's Rosie. I just looked it up.
Rosie! Yes!
I knew. I said
that would have literally killed me all day. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, Rich, there is Google. You could have looked it up.
Here's the thing. Roger has this thing, and so do I. And the only people we excuse are my parents. But, like, it's almost like you can't ask anymore. You can't.
No, it's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable to say how old is Julie Andrews.
Rich, my entire fucking life, when I'm putting out content, especially when it's live, it's like, Gary V, everything's so high level. Like, fucker, give me the tactic. I'm like, motherfucker, Google it or go on YouTube and say, how do I post an ad on LinkedIn? Enter. The fuck do you want me to talk about the most commoditized thing in the world, which is fucking information?
Yes.
If someone asks me where a restaurant is, I respond, use the Google machine.
It's crazy.
And then I say, babe, don't say it to my 83-year-old dad, please. But he still does.
Anyway, we
digress. But yes, I hear you. We digress. Roger calls it intellectual laziness.
It's just intellectual laziness. That's my most important, my biggest pet peeve.
What's your best tips for the entrepreneurs to start or to grow a e-commerce business from your perspective today?
Okay, so mine would be, and what I always say is, you have to have something to say that is vastly different from what's already out there. Mm. What's your point of view? Because I use that question to myself and my team about every single thing that we make or sell. Like, okay, so if I want to start making casual wear and basics or swimwear and some of these other partnerships that I'm working on, why? Why are they buying this from me? When I look at it and it's this great black dress, why? Why aren't they buying this from the other 50 choices that they have that may even be less expensive than this? Why? And I think that if you are launching an e-commerce business, no matter what it is, fashion, food, anything, because I get asked this from friends all the time, you know, you have to have a point of differentiation, because almost everything exists, right? So it's like, either find something that really doesn't, or
that's much harder.
It's almost like your personality in a way.
I have a friend on that.
This great, she's a great chef. She came from catering. She's bored at home. She's a mom, like whatever. I'm like, you have to use your skill. She's like, but right now I'm cooking for five people and I'm just making like old school, almost like Julia Child stuff in a big pot. I go, then do that. Because no one else is doing that right now. Everyone's doing wellness, health, gluten-free, dairy-free, this-free. Go with that. There's so many people left in this world, in this country, that want that because that's real.
Oh, and all I want to do is sell like high sugar snacks. Exactly. The market's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, that's my biggest advice, is you have to take something you're super passionate about. You have to believe in it, because if you don't, you cannot sell it. Really just choose that and run with it.
And I would say this, the second big piece of advice is go narrow and deep.
Yes.
Go narrow and deep, and you'll see the real successful companies that I think that are building brands that are going to be around for more than a minute. They start with one product or two products. They get it well and they go to the next product.
It's like a tight curation.
You build on, because
what are some of your favorite products?
Excuse me?
We obviously got the boxers. What are some of your favorite products? Forget about e-com, just macro things you're addicted to. Drinks, fruit, a food, a cereal, brand. Like literally your favorite brands right now.
Oh God.
Or historically have been.
I mean, my favorite. I love Aether. I don't know if you know Aether Apparel.
Like, I do.
They're my go-to for like all my, because I like skiing and not outdoor. I'm not like outdoorsy, but I love skiing. So
narrow and deep.
Now I love doing that. Who else is doing good stuff?
For me,
I love like AP, like Artist, APL, like all the sneakers from them, Artist Propulsion Labs.
What about cereal?
Okay, so I was going to comment on that. He doesn't know because he's never bought one piece of food for this entire house. he actually doesn't know the answer to that besides Kellogg's. But there's this company that I'm completely obsessed with that I buy at 12 at a time. Called Love Grown. Have you heard of it?
I don't think so.
Kids?
Yes, two. Oh, but I haven't seen it. But I'm like him. Hold on. I probably know this brand extremely well.
Go grab a
cereal.
Let me see.
I'm
having
rock
cereal box.
I'm looking at it. Oh, yeah, I know this one.
It's made, the reason I love it is not just because it's clean and organic and all that. Because I love Annie's brand. I love
Barbara. Yeah, I love that one.
Mm-hmm. But I love it because they're like the first people to make amazing organic, good job, cucumber, well done.
Love.
Versions of what we grew up with as sugar cereals that we were only allowed to have on weekends, they make with like chickpeas and lentils and all that stuff. My kids literally have
Do you know what kelp noodles are?
Yes, of course.
holy shit, that's a game changer for me.
Yeah. It's like a miracle noodle. Like Roger loves those. It's like carbless.
Yeah, it's like completely changed my game. Cause I like, that is like a go-to, like I'm gonna fuck up right now and eat pasta. Like, love it.
By the way, I am in no way paid by these people.
Raj, I just brought up kelp noodles. You're a big fan too?
You know,
the miracle noodles, zucchini noodles.
I've gone down the road, and you know what it is? This is a thing. It's a slippery slope. I've been so off the real stuff for so long.
Rich has
been gradually moving down the slippery slope that if you give me something that's like resembles a low-carb pasta, I'm thrilled.
I gave him cauliflower pasta during Passover. Oh. I thought he was going to spit it out. He actually ate it.
I was like, this is great.
Kelp. It's crazy to me how good it is.
Yeah. All right.
It's like one calorie. It's like absurd.
Let's do it. I love the vegan sausage and all that good stuff.
What else? So I like the cereals. This is actually really fun for me.
Cereals. I love all the companies that, obsessed. Simple Mills. Amazing brand.
What is that?
I don't know. Amazing. Again, like organic almond flour based products. They do everything from, it's all gluten free. And they're very, you can do amazing baking with your kids, pancakes, Belgian waffles, all that.
Love.
And the kids love it. And I know that it's good because my kids are not like fools like that. You can't, like, they know if it tastes like dirt.
What about alcohol? You guys drink wine, beer, liquor?
I'm only wine. He's whatever has alcohol in it.
And so what about in that world? Any brands that dominate?
We love Aveline.
Aveline, we just invested in an organic wine company.
It is so good.
It's called Aveline. Cameron Diaz and Catherine Power.
Love.
They started an organic wine company, which, by the way,
officially launched.
Are we breaking news here?
Are we breaking news?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's officially launched.
Well, so, I mean, they raised the Series A. I can't imagine that people don't know about this.
Organic wine, D2C, and I have to say the product's amazing.
I'm really
into organic wine right now. I actually believe that I wake up not feeling crappy when I drink it. And I don't drink a lot, but I would say that I feel different when I drink it.
I think organic alcohol is going to be a big product.
Do you think mocktails are going to be big? Like literally $20 cocktails that don't have alcohol in them?
That seems crazy to me.
It's a very interesting underlining trend right now.
No, it's definitely a trend. I mean, look, we live in LA. There's a lot of people.
There's unlimited trends in LA.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that can't drink.
But it's also a trend. Everything trends a business makes. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I don't want to say anything bad, but like those mocha thing, there's everywhere. Like how many?
There's nothing wrong with your opinions on whether, you know, there's nothing wrong with like people diss on soda. I love a good soda with a lemon and lime.
Yes, but I haven't had anything with aspartame in, at least 10 years. I think that people flavor their sodas now with stevia are nuts. If Diet Coke would use stevia, that would be a game changer.
But anyway, I'm a big fan of Tanqueray 10 Gin, if you must know.
Great.
I'm a big fan of Bullet Bourbon.
Very nice.
Basically, this is my basic.
Casamigos Tequila.
You know what? I really need to answer this question the way I'd like to answer it. So, Gary,
go ahead, Roger.
If I'm sitting down for dinner,
yes.
I will start off with a Tanqueray 10 martini.
That's like a starting point. That gets you settled in.
There's nothing like a big glass of gin to get the night going.
I get it.
And then.
Which I allow two nights a week at home.
And then from there, I'm a civilized human being. So I obviously have wine during dinner. And then if there's.
What kind of wine? Normally, historically. I know you have vested interest now in your homies.
No, I'm kidding. For me, my choice would always be a Sancerre.
Okay.
My first choice.
Yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc from the Loire Valley of France. Very nice.
Yes.
I like a good Sancerre, very dry. Chablis, love that. Love Muscadet sometimes.
You're a very French girl. You're going very heavy French.
French, for sure.
Yep.
And also rosé, same thing from Provence. Yeah. You know.
And what about you, Raj? Do you drink reds?
When I do drink reds, she doesn't.
I don't drink reds. So it's like drinking alone.
So I also have a crazy thing. This is actually good to share with the audience. Some people think that they're allergic to shellfish.
Oh, yeah. This is like a fun fact.
Yeah, this is a fun fact. You're going to love this one. Some people think they're allergic to shellfish.
Oh, tell me everything.
Some people think that they're allergic to red wine. What they're actually allergic to is when they drink red wine with shellfish. because the sulfites in the red wine
and the iodine
in the shellfish is a bad reaction for some people. It's sort of like when you what's that?
Cilantro tastes like sape.
It's a little like the cilantro.
Yep.
I didn't ever realize that I could have shellfish all I want. I could have red wine all I want. If I have like linguine with clams
and red wine, you're dead.
Dead. So
throwing up all over Rachel's face.
Yes. It takes like 6 hours, but but it's really great.
Can I tell you one more brand that I really love?
Yes.
Califia Farms. Do you know it? I don't know if they say Califia or Califia. It's that almond milk, coffee. If you see the bottle, you're going to know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
It is an incredible, incredible brand. We have switched to like.
Yes, I know. It's super. I have literally in my refrigerator right now. But that, you know what's so funny about this? This is what's so interesting about brand, right? You know this. You have the Bravo platform, your social, like people come up to me like, hey, Garvey, love your stuff on Instagram. Cause the way they see it on Instagram, they think it's not Gary Vee, it's Garvey. Yeah. Like to build an actual brand takes a long time. You literally just mentioned a brand. I said, I don't know it. Yeah. I then Googled it while we were talking. It's literally in my fridge and I love the oat milk.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's great.
And you know what else is great? If you're they make espresso shots with almond milk already ready for you to try.
You know, like the Starbucks ones that are really good for you?
Yes.
Well, they're 350 calories. I mean,
they are
on.
Good for you.
Bad for you. He means.
Rachel, I know what he meant. I actually think it is good for you. Like, I actually don't want to demonize a little escapism once in a while, right? People go too extreme, either one way to the other. Like, once in a blue moon, mixing it up, I think is helpful.
Or every night, drinking.
Well, that's different.
It's helpful.
All right, last minute. What do you guys have to say?
Wow.
Last minute. I'm going to give a plug for Vayner Commerce. I don't know if you know, but a recent client. We work with Zubin.
I didn't know that. I knew that you guys were talking, but I didn't know it was locked in.
Gary, we're clients, buddy.
I love it.
They're
that
doing
me happy.
I love Thank Zubin. I love that team. And we're building some sane technology on Shopify. So we're very big Shopify people.
Me too.
We have zero engineers in our entire company, not one. And that's what we're doing.
Smart. How does that sound? Sounds amazing. Rach, how about for you? Rach, when are low-hanging jeans coming back for the ladies? Like that Paris Hilton,
Like,
is that coming back? That was a look.
I'm not going to lie. If I don't see butt cracks, I'm okay with that.
No, that era was really cool to me. I feel it in the air. I feel like it could come back.
I agree with
you,
Gary.
Do you, though? Because, listen, the pendulum in denim always swings. So,
that's why I believe it. I believe it's right now, just about time for that to come up.
I
feel like one TikToker is going to do it, and it's going to be fucking insanity.
You know who needs to do it in order to make it happen?
Who?
You know.
Charlie?
No. If
you're going to run out of time.
Oh, all right. Listen, I think the audience probably knows that if there's one certain family of people that would put something on, that would be the game changer. But
yeah, that's right.
I actually like a high waist. I feel for you though. I understand.
High waist has gotten too high.
And Roger agrees. He's not.
Come on, give me one good little one because you're so fucking epic at this. What's like super on the cusp of emerging? Like headbands or fucking like vests? Yeah, she's the fucking best. You don't have to guess because guessing leads to being wrong. Is there anything that's actually, I never guess. Musically was already happening. I know it because I can see the very early indicators. Is there any very early indicator of something is starting to brew?
Like, you know, the 80s stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean,
how about tie-dyed?
Tie-dye's here. I mean, it's here in a really, really big way. Really, really big.
I still don't think a lot of people know that. So that's one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's definitely.
You're like two in. You have to like un-in yourself to give the answer.
Sorry. You're thinking you just want a fashion trend. Listen.
What about masks? Do you think masks are going to be super?
We are announcing ours today. Our mask.
Good timing.
For the collection. And also, I think masks, yes, are the new chic for sure. And I think every iteration of things that are going to be this, I think we're going to start seeing shirts with things you can pull up.
I like that.
The necting quality.
Yeah, I like that. That's clever.
And longer sleeves to cover your hands with finger holes. I think that's going to come back in a big way because of all of this. But I think, listen, I think we can make safety incredibly chic and fashionable. I think that's our job as creative people, to still somehow keep people chic during a pandemic.
I agree. Thanks for being on, guys. You were great.
Thank you.
So fun. Talk to you soon. Let's get together in real life at some point soon. I'll talk to Zubin and them. We'll get together in real life. Bye, guys.
Bye.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is Love This Show by Kevin Kaufman. Thanks for doing the show. Love the wide range of topics and no-nonsense approach. Gary rocks, and I'm so thankful for what I've learned from him. Thanks to Kevin Kaufman. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.